Reading for October 26th, entitled, Christ Spoke Truth. Never man spake like this man. John chapter 7, verse 46. While upon this earth, the Son of God was the Son of Man. Yet there are times when his divinity flashed forth in the manifestation of superior power. Truth never languished on the lips of Christ. Truth never suffered in his hands. Words of truth flowed from his lips with surprising freshness and power as a new revelation. Let everyone be assured that Christ uttered nothing fanciful or sentimental. He came forth from the Father to be the light of the world. This light was not hidden under a bushel. Christ spoke on every subject with authority. Every truth that it was essential for his people to have was revealed in his teachings with the unfaltering assurance of certain knowledge. He uttered no sophistries, no mere probabilities, no human opinions quoted by men, only truths. His assertions were principles established by personal knowledge. He foresaw the delusive doctrines that would fill the world, but he expressed not one of them. No idle tales, no false theories clothed in beautiful language came from the lips of the great teacher. In all his teachings, he dwelt upon the unchangeable positions of Bible truth. Christ came to express the ideal of all truth. He unfolded gem after gem of precious truth. To every one of his appointed agents, the Lord sends the message, "Take your position at your post of duty and stand firm for the right." To all God's workers, I am instructed to say, "Find your places if you are the sent of God. Imbibe not the fanciful sentiments of human beings who are not taught of God. Christ is waiting to give you insight in regard to heavenly things, waiting to quicken your spiritual pulse to increased activity. No longer let any evil influence or propensity, natural or acquired, lead you to subordinate the claims of future eternal interests to the common affairs of this life. No man can serve two masters whose interests are not in harmony. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." Christ thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and yet he pleased not himself. He took upon himself human nature for no other purpose than to place man on vantage ground before the world and the whole heavenly universe. He carries sanctified humanity to heaven, there always to retain humanity as it would have been if man had never violated God's law. The overcomers, who upon the earth were partakers of the divine nature, he makes kings and priests unto God. Taken from manuscript 156, dated October 26, 1903, entitled, Christ, Our Divine Human Example.